Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan Audio Boo. The other day, Chris, who is at Pilgrim Chris, posted an audio regarding the violence and reaction following the introduction of the poll tax down there in England, and, well, England and Wales, and Northern Ireland, I guess. And we kind of got into a wee friendly banter about us Scots getting dumped with the poll tax first for a full year. We were the guinea pigs, let's try it, and yet it was supposed to be a United Kingdom. And as I said, myself and Chris were knocking some comments back and forward on that particular audio boo. And Chris was mentioning the fact that, you know, he went into detail about Scots wanting independence away from us, and yet, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I want to put it to the side because I want it to be a wee bit more serious on that and this independence thing. And I'll give you one more example of why we want independence from Westminster, not from our English friends, that is, the people of England, of course, and Wales. Yesterday morning, my wife asked me to go up to an older lady friend of hers who goes to the church, and her name is Teresa. She's an Irish lady. She's 87. I found out quite a few details. I might actually do a short audio about this, but Teresa moved just recently to one of the small, sort of a secure apartments near the church, and she stayed at a part of the town previous to that in a three-bedroom house. Now, she was telling me the story that she had been in that house and reared, I think it was about 5 kids, and she'd been in that house for 57 years. She had great neighbours and absolutely loved where she was. Well, you would, wouldn't you, if you stayed for 57 years in one place? So I asked her why she did she move to these small, secure, wardened apartments, because she was getting a lot older, less fit to walk in, because her house was about 3/4 mile from the town centre, I guess maybe probably a mile to the chapel, to the church, which she attended most mornings. Was it just because she was more frail, or because she'd hurt her ankle seriously about 3 or 4 years ago? And she says, no, it was because of this bedroom tax. They were going to charge her, in her home of 57 years, the government was going to charge her for each of those 2 spare rooms. And being a widow of some 27 years, she had to do so much on her own, and of course, of her age, not like most of us now who can put pennies away pretty well if we really put our mind to it, of limited pension, of limited funds, and couldn't afford to pay. So that was the reason she moved to these small apartments. Now, she likes her small apartment, but she doesn't like where it is. It's part of one of these large apartment blocks. She doesn't have the privacy she had before. She hasn't got the friends she had before. She hasn't got the outlook. Her house before looked over open land. Now she looks to another apartment and some very nearby rooftops. And of course, it's one of those joint entry doors where people are coming and going all times of the day. So, on a serious note, and if Chris, if you're listening, you know that this is not directed at you, my friend, absolutely not. But a bedroom tax, come on an old lady that's been in the house for 57 years, and literally forcing that woman to move because she couldn't afford to stay in her own home, I think it's diabolical. And along with many other things that are going on in this country at the moment, I think we need the people of this country, whether you want to call it UK, United Kingdom, or whatever you want to call it, it's time for rebellion. It's time to stop what's going on in this country. I am not a political person. I am not. I couldn't tell you a handful of politicians' names. But I know what's right, and I know when I hear a story like that about an old lady, that just how sick this country is getting. And I won't go on and rant about it, but to me it's a serious note, and it's a damn shame that people like that, now she won't be unique, you can guarantee that. So there, Alex Salmond in the SNP party, which is the head party in Scotland, have aboard this bedroom tax from Westminster. And I'm pretty sure if it goes ahead, well, it is going ahead, I'm pretty sure, if we do get independence, Alex Salmond will rescind that in Scotland. And like the poll tax that Scotland got dumped with a year before the rest of the nation, I'm pretty sure that if we get independence and Alex Salmond dumps it, that the English people again, Chris, a year later, will rebel and want it rescinded in England and Wales. Well, that's my political statement for this morning. Sounded very serious, didn't it? It's not like me to be serious about politics. But yes, it is, because I can't stand all this bureaucracy and charging this nation. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye for now.